marvel from whence that riches came, that we deemed all that he was come of men of worship. Brother, said the queen, all that ye say I believe, for ever sithen he was grown, he was marvelously witted, and ever he was faithful and true of his promise. Page 280. But I marvel, said she, that Sir Gay did mock him and scorn him, and gave him that name Beaumains. Yet Sir Gay, said the queen, named him more righteously than he weened, for I dare say, an he be alive, he is as fair and handed man, and well disposed as any is living. Sister, said King Arthur, let this language be still, and by the grace of God he shall be found, and he will be within this seven realms, and let all that pass and be merry, for he is proved to be a man of worship, and that is my joy. Chapter 26. How King Arthur sent for Lady Lyoness, and how she let cry a tourney at her castle, whereas came many knights. Then said Sir Gawain and his brethren unto Arthur, Sir, and ye will give us leave. We will go and seek our brother. Nay, said Sir Lancelot, that shalt ye not need. And so said Sir Baudouin of Britain, and as by our advice, the king shall send unto Dame Lyoness a messenger, and pray her that she will come to the court in all the haste that she may. And doubt ye not she will come, and then she may give you best counsel where ye shall find him. That is well said of you, said the king. So then goodly letters were made, and the messenger sent forth. That night and day he went till he came unto the Castle Perilous. And then the lady Dame Lyoness was sent, for thereas she was with Sir Gringamore, her brother, and Sir Gareth. And when she understood this message, she bade him ride on his way unto King Arthur, and she would come after in all goodly haste. Then when she came to Sir Gringamore and to Sir Gareth, she told them all how King Arthur had sent for her. That is because of me, said Sir Gareth. Now advise me, said Dame Lyoness, what shall I say, and in what matter I shall rule me. Page 281. My lady and my love, said Sir Gareth, I pray you in no wise be ye unknown where I am. Asterisk, unknown, aware. Return to text. But well I wot my mother is there, and all my brethren, and they will take upon them to seek me. I wot well that they do. But this, madam, I would ye said, and advise the king when he questioned with you of me. Then may ye say, this is your advice, that, and it like his good grace, ye will do make a cry against the feast of the Assumption of Our Lady, that what knight there proveth him best, he shall wield, asterisk wield, possess, return to text, you and all your land. And if so, be that he be a wedded man, that his wife shall the degree and the coronal of gold beset with stones of virtue to the value of 1,000 pounds, footnote 1, and white gerfalcon. So Dame Lyoness departed and came to King Arthur, where she was nobly received, and there she was sore questioned of the king and of the queen of Orkney. And she answered, where Sir Gareth was she could not tell, but thus much she said unto Arthur, Sir, I will let cry a tournament that shall be done before my castle at the Assumption of Our Lady, and the cry shall be this, that you, my lord Arthur, shall be there, and your knights, and I will purvey that my knights shall be against yours, and then I am sure you shall hear of Sir Gareth. This is well advised, said King Arthur. And so she departed, and the king and she made great provision to the tournament. When Dame Lyoness was come to the Isle of Avilion, that was the same isle thereas her brother Sir Gringamore dwelt. Then she told them all how she had done, and what promise she had made to King Arthur. Alas, said Sir Gareth, I have been so wounded with unhappiness, sithen I came into this castle, that I shall not be able to do at that tournament like a knight, for I was never thoroughly whole since I was hurt. Be ye of good cheer, said the damsel Lynette, for I understand within these 15 days to make ye whole, and as lusty as ever ye were. Page 282. And then she laid an ointment and a salve to him, as it pleased to her, that he was never so fresh nor so lusty. Then said the damsel Lynette, send you unto Sir Persant of Indy, and a summon him and his knights to be here with you as they have promised. Also that ye send unto Sir Ironside, that is the Red Knight of the Red Lands, and charge him that he be ready with you, with his whole sum of knights, and then shall ye be able to match with King Arthur and his knights. So this was done, and all knights were sent for unto the Castle Perilous. And then the Red Knight answered, and said unto Dame Lyoness and to Sir Gareth, Madam and my lord Sir Gareth, ye shall understand that I have come at the court of King Arthur, and Sir Persant of Inde and his brethren, and there we have done our homage as ye commanded us. Also Sir Ironside said, I have taken upon me with Sir Persant of Inde and his brethren to hold part against my lord Sir Lancelot and the knights of that court. And this have I done for the love of my lady Dame Lyoness, and for you, my lord Sir Gareth. Ye have done well, said Sir Gareth, but wit ye well, ye shall be full sore matched with the most noble knights of the world. Therefore we must purvey us of good knights, where we may get them. This is well said, said Persant, and worshipfully. And so the cry was made in England, Wales, Scotland, Ireland, Cornwall, and in all the out isles, and in Brittany, and in many countries, that at the feast of Our Lady of the Assumption next coming, men should come to the Castle Perilous, beside the Isle of Avilion, and there all the knights that there came should have the choice, whether them list to be of the one party with the knights of the castle, or on the other party with King Arthur. And 2 months was to the day that the tournament should be. And so there came many good knights that were at their large, and held them for the most part against King Arthur and his knights of the Round Table, came in the side of them of the castle. Page 283. For Sir Epinegrus was the first, and he was the king's son of Northumberland, and Sir Palomides the Saracen was another, and Sir Safer his brother, and Sir Segwarides his brother, but they were christened, and Sir Malgrin another, and Sir Brian de la Isles a noble knight, and Sir Grummer Grummerson a good knight of Scotland, and Sir Carados of the Dolorous Tower a noble knight, and Sir Turquin, his brother, and Sir Arnold, and Sir Gauter, two brethren, good knights of Cornwall. Then came Tristram de Lyoness, and with him Sir Dinas, the Seneschal, and Sir Sadoc. But this Sir Tristram was not at that time knight of the Round Table, but he was one of the best knights of the world. And so all these noble knights accompanied them with the Lady of the Castle, and with the Red Knight of the Red Lands. But as for Sir Gareth, he would not take upon him more, but as other mean knights. Chapter 27. How King Arthur went to the tournament with his knights, and how the lady received him worshipfully, and how the knights encountered. And then there came with King Arthur Sir Gawain, Agravaine, Gaheris his brethren, and then his nephews, Sir Erwaine de Blanchemont, and Sir Aglaval, Sir Tor, Sir Percival de Galles, and Sir Lamorick de Galles. Then came Sir Lancelot du Lake with his brethren, nephews, and cousins, Sir Lionel, Sir Ector de Maris, Sir Bors de Ganis, Sir Galahodin, Sir Galahud, and many more of Sir Lancelot's blood, and Sir Dinadan, Sir La Cote Maltal, his brother, a good knight, and Sir Sagramore, a good knight, and all the most part of the Round Table. Also there came with King Arthur these knights, the King of Ireland, King Avesant, and the King of Scotland, King Carados, and King Uriens of the land of Gore, and King Bagdemagus, and his son, Sir Maleagant, and Sir Galahaut, the noble prince. All these kings, princes, and earls, barons, and other noble knights, as Sir Brandiles, Sir Erwin le Avotes, and Sir Gay, Sir Bedivere, Sir Meliot de la Gores, Sir Petipace of Winchelsea, Sir Godelake, all those came with King Arthur, and more that cannot be rehearsed. Page 284. Now leave us, we of these kings and knights, and let us speak of the great array that was made within the castle, and about the castle for both parties. The lady, Dame Lyoness, ordained great array upon her part up for her noble knights, for all manner of lodgings and victual that came by land and by water, that there lacked nothing for her party, nor for the other, but there was plenty to be had for gold and silver for King Arthur and his knights. And then there came the harbingers from King Arthur for to harbor him, and his kings, dukes, earls, barons, and knights. And then Sir Gareth prayed Dame Lyoness and the Red Knight of the Red Lands, and Sir Persant and his brother, and Sir Gringamore, that in no wise there should come none of them, tell not his name, and make no more of him than of the least knight that there was, for, he said, I will not be known, or neither more nor less, neither in the beginning, neither at the ending. Then Dame Lyoness said unto Sir Gareth, Sir, I will lend you a ring, but I would pray you, as you love me heartily, let me have it again when the tournament is done, for that ring increases my beauty much more than it is of himself. Footnote 1. And the virtue of my ring is that it is green, it will turn to red, and that is red, it will turn in likeness to green, and that is blue, it will turn in likeness to white, and that is white, it will turn in likeness to blue, and so it will do of all manner of colors. Also, who that beareth my ring shall lose no blood, and for great love I will give you this ring. Gramercy, said Sir Gareth, mine own lady, for this ring is passing meet for me, for it will turn all manner of likenesses that I am in, and that shall cause me that I shall not be known. Then Sir Gringamore gave Sir Gareth a boar's courser that was passing good horse. Also he gave him good armor and sure, and a noble sword that sometimes Sir Gringamore's father won upon a heathen tyrant, and so thus every knight made him ready to that tournament. Page 285. And King Arthur was coming 2 days to fore the Assumption of Our Lady, and there was all manner of royalty and all minstrelsy that might be found. Also there came Queen Guinevere and the Queen of Orkney, Sir Gareth's mother. And upon the Assumption Day, when mass and matins were done, there were heralds with trumpets commanded to blow to the field. And so there came out Sir Epinegris, the king's son of Northumberland, from the castle, and there encountered with him Sir Sagramore le Desesorius, and either of them brake their spears to their hands. And then came Sir Palamones out of the castle, and there encountered with him Gawain, and either of them smote other so hard that both the good knights and their horses fell to the earth. And then knights of either party rescued their knights. And then came in Sir Safer and Sir Sagrarides, brethren to Sir Palamedes, and there encountered Sir Agravaine with Sir Safer, and Sir Gaheris encountered with Sir Sagrarides. So Sir Safer smote down Agravaine, Sir Gawain's brother, and Sir Sagrarides, Sir Safer's brother. And Sir Malgrin, a knight of the castle, encountered Sir Uwaine de Blanchemains, and then Sir Uwaine gave Sir Malgrin a fall, that he almost broke his neck. Chapter 28. How the knights bear them in the battle. Then Sir Brian de la Isles and Sir Grummer Grummerson, knights of the castle, encountered, footnote 1, with Sir Aglaval, and Sir Tor smote down Sir Grummer Grummerson to the earth. Then came in Sir Carados of Dolores Tower and Sir Turquin, knights of the castle, and there encountered with them Sir Percival de Galles and Sir Lamorack, footnote 2, de Galles, that were two brethren. And there encountered Sir Percival with Sir Carados, and either break their spears upon their hands, and then Sir Turquin with Sir Lamorack, and either of them smote down other's horses, and all to the earth, and either parties rescued other, and horsed them again. Page 286. And Sir Arnold and Sir Gauter, knights of the castle, encountered with Sir Brandiles and Sir Kay, and these four knights encountered mightily and brake their spears to their hands. Then came in Sir Tristram, Sir Sadoc, Sir Dinas, knights of the castle, and there encountered Sir Tristram with Saint Bedivere, and there Sir Bedivere was smitten to the earth, both horse and man. And Sir Sadoc encountered with Sir Petipace, and there Sir Sadoc was overthrown. And there Wayne de Avatres smote down Sir Dinas, the seneschal. Then came Sir Persant of Indy, a knight of the castle, and there encountered with him Sir Lancelot du Lake, and there he smote Sir Persant, horse, man, to the earth. Then came Sir Pertolope from the castle, and there encountered with him Sir Lionel, and there Sir Pertolope, the green knight, smote down Sir Lionel, brother to Sir Lancelot. All this was marked by noble heralds, who bore him best, and their names. And then came into the field Sir Perimones, the red, footnote 3, knight, Sir Persant's brother. And that was a knight of the castle, and he encountered with Sir Ector de Mares, and either smote others so hard that both their horses and they fell to the earth. And then came in the red knight of the red lands, and Sir Gareth from the castle. And there encountered with them Sir Bors de Ganis and Saint Bleoberis, and there the Red Knight and Sir Bors smote others so hard that their spears brast, and their horses fell grovelling to the earth. Then Sir Blamore broke his spear upon Sir Gareth, but of that stroke Sir Blamor fell to the earth. When Sir Galihodin saw that, he had Sir Gareth keep him, and Sir Gareth smote him to the earth.